Well, it's spring cleaning time, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are being hosted by JED Insurance. That means to my left is the indomitable John Dustin.
Thank you, Jeff. Look forward to another session of spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning sponsored by JED Insurance. And our next guest is Joe Cunningham, founder of Northeast Brokerage. Hey.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me. First time.
First time. So since it's a first time, tell us about Northeast Brokerage.
Yeah, so we are a full-service brokerage general agency down in Manchester, Connecticut. So we partner with the top 30 insurance companies in the industry, and we, you know, built a team of professionals like John and financial advisors, property casualty agents, and really help them help get their clients the best insurance coverage possible.
Clarify what products you're dealing with.
We do life, long-term care, disability, and annuities. Great. So we are the life specialist of the group.
Wow.
So Jeff, I was talking to Joe about a theme of spring cleaning, and I thought around buy-sell agreements. And,
right.
You know, there's a lot of business owners that don't think of two things, personal insurance protection, and secondly, what's going on in the business. So, Joe, what's some of the things you could do to help somebody clean up and make sure they have agreements? And
yeah, I mean, that's I really like the idea of spring cleaning because you're getting your physical house in order. But, you know, with this time of year, it's nice to get your financial house in order as well. And, you know, a lot of business owners count on either the income from the business or the proceeds from the sale of the business in for retirement income for them and their families. But a lot of times they don't do the legwork ahead of time to ensure that, you know, comes to fruition. And, you know, with the buy-sell agreement, you can line up how the business is going to go on if you or a key partner is no longer there to help with it. And it, you know, creates a market and a buyer so that your surviving spouse can keep the income.
What are some of the roadblocks that you see when you go into partnerships and corporations with multiple owners? Is it a psychological thing? Is it a financial thing they don't want to address? What causes this sort of the delay?
Well, no one wants to talk about insurance. I mean, that's
really? John does.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, we have to do it for a living. So
he's Mr. Excitement.
Yeah. Look,
easy.
I mean, obviously the hurdle, you know, in itself is the biggest, but one of the most common things that we find is the value of the business is what the biggest roadblock is. You know, coming to an agreement of how it's going to be valued and you know, what the fair value is. So we work with companies that offer free business valuations, and we found that after reviewing the buy-sell agreement that only 5% of them have a current valuation. So
that's interesting.
I mean, that
so you have an asset, but you don't know what it's worth.
Yeah, and you know, if you don't address it up front, then the surviving spouse or the partners of the, you know, of that the surviving partners are now haggling with your estate over the price of the business when it's something that could have easily been avoidable up front, you know, if they took the time to prepare while everyone was young, good-looking, and healthy.
Jeff's at a loss of words. He wished he had done it when he was young, good-looking, and
no, mostly healthy. That's the biggest issue. You know, I was asking before, can you give us a little bit of the history around Northeast Brokerage? Who started it?
And yeah, so I'm not the founder. I wish I was. But it was founded by Peter Good. He was the lead sales of CNA Insurance. And one day they closed up shop. And so about 15 years ago, he took the top reps in his agency and started Northeast Brokerage. So there are around 30 employees, 20 sales guys around the country like I am. And we partner with, you know, we're a brokerage. So, you know, we do work with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but the vast majority of our business is partnering with other insurance professionals and helping them navigate the ever-changing and difficult life insurance market.
And I think it's important in the history of this to explain to the business owners and entrepreneurs that you're not selling a proprietary product. It's a service. So explain a little bit, you know, you said 30 companies. Why is that beneficial based on health?
30 staff, I thought.
We both. Yeah,
right.
30.
Okay.
It's a common number.
Okay.
That,
okay.
Just so, a coincidence.
You know, everything's about 30.
Okay. It is.
You know,
it's just a coincidence.
A lot of business owners that you meet, they have a little bit of reluctance to get in the process. But if you explain that, you know, when you have 30 companies, talk about health ratings a little, financial, driving, you know, what do you look at?
Yeah, I mean, so I think, you know, the first thing that attracted me to Northeast Brokerage is I love being independent. So, you know, I truthfully don't care which company gets our insurance business as long as it's the right fit for the client. So you're exactly right. So a lot of what we end up doing is, you know, navigating the impaired risk market. So, you know, a lot of the country is, some are a little overweight and some
of them
are on, you know, different types of medications, and not every insurance company views that the same. So, you know, we're able to, you know, not have to force a square peg into a round hole. We're able to find the perfect fit, you know, based on product, underwriting, pricing. And, you know, we're able to work backwards from the needs as opposed to just coming in with one product, one type of solution and trying to make it work. You know, we're able to, you know, really take a holistic approach with everybody to back into the solution.
And Jeff and I have done some collaborative work, and I find it ironic. There's two pieces that I think are important. One, finding an attorney when you go to do the buy-sell. Elaborate a little on that.
That's a great point. So, I mean, we are a part of the team. We're part of the financial team where you have your insurance agent, you have your attorney on staff. I mean, really, the attorney is the one that does the buy-sell agreement. So we are just using the life insurance to fund it. So finding an attorney, and you have some, we have some, and finding the right one that understands the nuances of how to structure the buy-sell is very important. There can be a lot of tax implications if you don't structure it correctly, and you know, not having a step up in basis is a major concern if that surviving business owner 30 years later goes to sell it and they have an asset that is going to get very highly taxed when it could have been avoided.
The second thing I think Jeff and I have seen in the past is some people just focus on life insurance when the statistics for a disability are much higher. So when they're doing the buy sell, what are some of the disability products the client should consider?
Yeah, I mean, and you're exactly right. The majority of, you know, problems with businesses and their key employees are that one of them becomes sick or disabled and unable to work. So there's, again, we're independent, but there's companies out there that offer like a disability buyout policy. So if the key employee or the owner ends up disabled for a certain period of time, they'll be able to pay a lump sum to, you know, as
after 12 or 18 months.
Correct. Per the language of the buy sell, which is back to your point of finding the right attorney, you're able to navigate what you want.
And the other part of that whole process that's always struck me as interesting from the outside is that oftentimes they don't want to pay the premiums for the policies, yet if you were to look at funding that buyout, it would put the company under from an operating perspective.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, so when the attorney will say, all right, you have a $2 million business, you and I are both partners, right? So we are the proud owner of $1 million, you know, of value in the company. And when you do the buy sell, you can self fund it. You're exactly right. So the language says that upon the death or disability of one of the partners, that it will facilitate the sale. So where are you going to come up with the $1 million?
If you insurance,
insurance is the best bang for your buck to come up with that. So
least expensive method.
It's without a doubt. And you know, being independent, you get the flexibility of establishing what type of policy to fund the agreement with, whether it, you know, and you could go through underwriting once we work that angle. You can get a disability policy that, you know, could be owned by the company, a personal disability insurance policy. You're able to get your personal insurance to help your family, and then, you know, buy sell insurance and potentially even key employee insurance.
Let's use Jeff as an example here. So Jeff would consider himself, and we'll take a vote.
Yeah.
Is Jeff a key person at Mage? Could you please raise your hands? Where is everyone, Jeff? They ran away.
Chris put his hand up.
But all seriousness,
that's because he's got a problem.
Let's put a value on Jeff and say he's paid
minimal
$250,000 a year, whatever.
Yeah.
If Jeff were to go out on disability, what product is available for the company to replace Jeff to bring in somebody else? Because that's a real issue for a lot of companies.
Tough in service companies too.
Yes. Well, I'm glad, you know, at the start of this, we established that he was young and good looking. So we should have no problems, you know, getting him through underwriting.
He wants to come on again.
How am I doing?
I would guess I'm the oldest person in this room, but okay.
But yeah, I mean, so there are definitely buyout, you know, so this would be a key man situation.
Yeah.
Where the
I have a consulting firm.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you are the main driver of revenue, or you know,
he is the driver of revenue.
A lot of times, it's not only just the top salesperson. You know,
financial.
Anybody that you think that the business would not run without is a candidate for key man life or
disability
insurance.
And how does that policy trigger from a disability
perspective? Yeah, the corporation owns the policy. It's on Jeff's life. And if he ends up disabled for a certain period of time, the benefits would get paid directly to the business tax-free and help fund his replacement while... seeming like an impossible task.
That's one
it
of
could
the
mean
most
that John would drive over me though in a car if I had that policy.
Ah.
Right?
Well,
I could. My life could be in jeopardy if I had that policy and Jonathan was the beneficiary.
But no, because what's really happening is the company's replacing you with somebody with your assets. Now,
with
you may not think that's feasible.
Might not be possible.
Yeah. I just said with personality. I just said if John had the policy, my business partner, he might drive over me.
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you were.
But that is often.
Excuse me. It's been known to happen, correct?
Sure, it has been known to happen. But there, and you know,
I'm not worried about
that. That is one of the questions too. It is funny, you know. A lot of times, congratulations, you're now worth more dead than alive.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is.
But it is in all seriousness, that ability for an existing business to continue is critical, and I think it's often overlooked.
It's essential.
Yeah.
It's essential because there are a lot of large companies I know where there's a driver. And when that driver's gone, you've got a problem. And that's happened with large corporations too. Some of them are led by very dynamic individuals. And I've seen large law firms, accounting firms, architectural firms as well go out of business when the driver's gone.
Yeah, look, I mean, we put together, you know, wills and a financial disaster plan for our lives. We should have one for the business, too. So while you're of sound body and mind, you can come up with a plan. And
you have a map.
You have the roadmap. And
well,
if
that sound body and mind scared me.
Yeah,
Joe, if somebody wants to find you at Northeast Brokerage, how would we do that?
So you can go to northeastbrokerage.com, or you could give my direct line a call at 860-783-8114, or send me an email, my first initial last name, Jay Cunningham, at northeastbrokerage.com.
And John wants to know, for his business, can he get key dog replacement insurance?
I haven't come across that one, but there's a market for
a lot of value in John's
face
life.
Of the agency.
The face of the agency. It's true.
There's some good. We'll get an accountant in here. There's some goodwill somewhere.
Okay. Joe, thanks for being on the show. Come back again.
Absolutely. Love
That's
to have.
With or without John, you can come.
I appreciate that. I don't want to cut out bite the hand that feeds me, though.
Right. He made my job easy. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is not just Radio Entrepreneurs, but it's Radio Entrepreneurs being hosted by JED Insurance and John Dustin. Thank you very much.
Jeff,
you,
great John. To be here.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these short messages.